Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez said more schools have been sanitized and repaired to facilitate the face-to-face classes. Dr. Gonzalez said although there are still some work to be done, BRCSA has done a good job in getting the schools ready.
Well, we began on Monday with some face-to-face teaching and some blended teaching, that is to say, face-to-face plus virtual. And what we are seeking to do is that more and more to return as far as is practicable in the soonest time to face-to-face teaching. The schools have been sanitized, they have been repaired, furniture has been put in. Of course, here and there, I've received reports that you need a few more pieces of furniture. One or two teachers, their desks and their chairs had gotten broke when the shelteries were occupying. So there are a couple of things like that. Here and there, there'd be little things. BRCSA has done a tremendous job.
The Prime Minister said some schools had delayed face-to-face reopening as there were some minor finishing touches to be completed on the school structures.
In the case of the schools, like, for instance, those which are the built schools, the temporary ones, the two down at Arnesville, one for the grammar school, and when that they move out, Thomas Saunders would move in there because the repairs on Thomas Saunders would take 12 months. Substantial rehabilitation has to be done there. The girls' high school one started a little later because there was some discussion as to, you may recall I explained all that, whether the substantial renovations which were to be done at the girls' high school could be done with the school there at the same site now. And we had to take the decision in cabinet, no, it can't be done. It's not safe enough and it will be too problematic. So that school, the girls' high school, is opening today. Then the Sandy Bay Secondary School, which is at Black Point, they're starting this morning too because there were one or two little finishing touches to be done. That's a wall building, which would be used for other purposes when we finish building a new school.
The Prime Minister also gave an update on the repairs being carried out at the Beckway Community High School.
Then there's the one in Beckway where we had to do some additional alternative facilities, because we have a lot of repairs we have to do, a lot of rehabilitation, a third phase essentially, for the Beckway Community High School, formerly the Beckway Anglican. So by and large, we are there, and the principals naturally will have to do their reports, tweaking here and there. But for us to have been able to achieve what we have now achieved in this exercise is remarkable, given the fact that some of the schools were vacated just pretty recently.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.